Have you ever been to the San Francisco Pride Celebration?
This is my first time at San Francisco Pride, and I'm just so excited to be here because this is the great granddaddy of all celebrations.
And what made you decide that this year was the year that you should come?
Well, I've been part of Pride in other cities, and I got an invitation by Oasis California, which is the Episcopal Diocese's ministry to and with the LGBT community, and I wanted to be supportive of them. And I also think it's important for religious groups to participate in Pride because, let's face it, it's synagogues and churches and mosques who are responsible for most of the discrimination that the LGBT community has experienced over the years. And it's important that that community hear that the faith community is changing and is willing to accept them and love them for who they are.
And I understand you're going to be delivering something similar to that message the morning before Pride.
Yes, at 9 o'clock on the corner of Main and Folsom, we'll be doing a service. The Lutheran bishop will be celebrating the communion service, and I will be preaching. And again, it's a chance for LGBT folks who are people of faith to gather and remember that the acceptance and the affirmation that we so want from the culture ultimately comes from God, who loves all of God's children, including gay and lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people.
Do you have any sense of, I guess it's hard to know until you actually do it, but do you have any sense of how you're going to be feeling as you actually parade down Market Street in San Francisco with so many, such huge crowds and such a beloved event in San Francisco?
Often pride is cited as one of the great sins, but in fact, for oppressed people, having a sense of pride in who you are and who God created you to be is really key to happiness and peace. And so a pride celebration is anything but sinful. It is a real affirmation, both from the people in the parade and those watching it, that we are citizens of this country and entitled to our civil rights, and as people of faith, we lay claim to the love that God has for all of God's children. So I will be, as one of the gay men in that parade, I will be proud to march with my brothers and sisters.
Obviously, I know you're no stranger to controversy. Do you expect your presence at this parade will stir things up in any way?
What I think we've seen is a real shift in this country, partly because so many of us have come out, and love trumps whatever teachings you might have grown up with. And so, sure, there are still people who disagree with our own self-affirmation and certainly disagree with our claim that God affirms us as well. But they are very quickly becoming the minority, and I think we will look back on this very soon and wonder what all the fuss was about.